that are following. There are two problems in that. One is things that are stuck to the teeth. Stuck on the teeth, mamas. This needs a chewing process. It's a challah, the teeth. If it's very hard on the challah, this gets rid of the stuff that's stuck onto the actual teeth. But then it's stuff which is, you know, sort of hiding in the crevices of the mouth, you know, underneath the gums, near the gums or above. You have to, you know, to guard, and it depends how much you do, you spit out, or if you can swallow, to get rid of it from the general places. So this was one of the things that stuck to the teeth. Stuck on the teeth, mamas. This needs a chewing process. It's a challah, the teeth. If it's very hard on the challah, this gets rid of the stuff that's stuck onto the actual teeth. But then it's stuff which is, you know, sort of hiding in the crevices of the mouth, you know, underneath the gums, near the gums or above. You have to, to guard, and it depends how much you do, you spit out, if you can swallow, to get rid of it from the general places. So this what you need? This you need the adam. Licha ora, one could take one to this, like a shock. The shock says, no, say this on the akit. Do whatever you want first. However, the Dakei Tshuva points out, you know, there'll be a lot of Dakei Tshuva stuff now, this nitty gritty. Dakei Tshuva is a collection of various chronos written by the Munkacharov. He was the spiritual father of the Satmara. Munkach is, Munkach. Real Ungarish, no? This is familiar with that. What's that? Munkacha Talis? I'll tell you how much of those possible I didn't want to use it, tell you that story. Last year I told the story about the Munkacha Talis, I forgot how many talis of the Munkacha, I wouldn't want to use it. It was too far away from the hole, too far away from the end. Now the Munkacha is very much Hanoic, it's against everybody, it's against, oh really? It's against, He's very much against the various groups. It didn't matter what group was. He was against. He said they all were political and they were. You know the Russian tables together in the book? What? Right. Alkamsa, Balkamsa, Chavi, Rishalai. What's Kamsa, Balkamsa? Communistin, Mizrachistin, Sionistin, Agudistin. Put them all together. I'm good with the communists, we're all together by the Munkach. Satmar, the Satmar Rebbe, he was really the carrier of the tradition of Munkach. But that's separate shvuah, that's a familiar. Dakei Tshuva is one of the Gedolei Hador in Halacha. He has malakets from all the various sources, and he says things on his own as well. He said the kinuach should come before the Hador. It makes sense. The Chatzila. The Kaneach should be first. Why? Why? Because the quinoa gets things off the teeth. But sometimes when the quinoa gets off the teeth, it can slip off the bread and go back into the crevices of the mouth. There it's preferred that the hadacha come after the quinoa. If you do the hadacha first, the quinoa, so the hadacha get rid of all the pieces in the corner. Then the quinoa get all the pieces of the teeth. But maybe one of those pieces in the teeth will get then slip into a corner after the hadacha is already finished. Then you can need a new hadacha. We're not pushing with the evidence, it's all the kumru beyond the whole thing. But the chatkila, he maintains, you should have the kinuach first and the hadacha second. I think chasidim are makba that way, if I'm not mistaken. They have first the chal and then the shna? Not so oriented. Find out if your father would have just first. Shach. No? He didn't see the shach. Shach and sifkot and yud aleph. I don't hear the shach. Another thing which results in this shock. What if you have milk and not cheese? Milk. You do that. See? That's first the chal and the shnap. It's like a dak achiva. What if you have milk and not cheese? Just milk. What do you say about that? The Rashash says, only really, he says, I'll say this we saw yesterday. Dr. Gavina Maskina is a shun the boy, Kinuach Vadacha. ששבודו בחניכיים ובין השיניים, אני עושה לי הדוחה לחודו, אבל בכל אוף, סגי בהדוחה לחודו. Even milk, you never know, a little layer can stick somewhere in the bottom. So the kinuach is to get the piece which get really stuck in the teeth. And the hadacha is to clean out the mouth. So therefore should be preferably in that order. One.
Anybody close to the shash?
Before the halacha?
Yeah.
Could be done. Should we close to that? Now, let's sit down to the, to begin today, the most important part of all. How much must you wait if you pledge it to milk? Let's get down to the the Sudasa Akhwita Akhila, the Tosis, Lab, the Sudasa Shirigil, and Lassus Echas Shachas Yachas Arvis. Nah. El Afilo La Alter, Silek Ashulfan of Birech Mutta, the Lot Flugar Bottom. Tosis Paskin is enough to just clear the table away, and bench, and you can have Milchus immediately. Unbelievable. No? You bench at 12 o'clock, clear the table away, 10 o'clock come back. You have a milk meal? Close the pot, fell off. The rush, there's nothing to do with it. The rush is like this. Close the toaster. Says, what does it mean? The shower is supposed to reject. This mana, shiragal adam this old, the hainim is mansudas a boker, as mansudas a erev. Doesn't give us the exact figure how many hours. Upavas Mishir is there, ain lechok zina acharbasa. Lo ashkhan man de shari ach by shiura elema ukva. The kokori nafshe, chala bachamba. These are all a bunch of, yeah, but less than that, out of the question. And now Gos Ashri tells you a specific amount. The chenkos of Amaimani, the tzorev sheyisha sheish shol. Behind the local of the dollars for Ben Tam va Tosin Shapir Shin Suda Kwiti Akil no Lab the Suda Shagil Nas Zach Shavar of Arvis and Afilu the Altim Sida Kabir Mutas Lop Lugabana. See, no, against that. Period. The fundamental Machlok of the Postman, wow. Shirchok Mizrach Mimara. According to one view, you don't have to wait at all. 10 minutes. You just to set up the bench, clear the table away, and then set the table again. And you're going to have milk right after flesh. According to the other Shidas Chus Rambam, you have to wait 6 hours, which is considered the shear of Ben Suda with Suda. Quite a difference. Yes, Jordan.
6 hours.
Good question. Good question. If you wait 6 hours, do you need kinuach v'hadoch? We'll see. We'll see soon. The Mechaber, of course, passes like the Rambam, the Chumra. Right. The Ran points out, though, which is partially an answer to your question, that even though, we'll have to come to this a little bit later, but the corner around, the reason why you have to, based on the Pashup Shabbat and Gemara, Habasa or Dena Ben Shineim, the meat which is between the teeth is still called meat, and therefore you're afraid for 6 hours that you worry about the meat. What about after 6 hours? Let's say a guy has a milk and flesh of a meal at Shabbat. We eat Shabbat, we eat at 12 o'clock. What about he finishes flesh kamir? He goes for a nap, and he wakes up at 3 o'clock, and he finds he's uncomfortable. Oh, all kinds of the chunks, there's all kinds of, you know, stringy meat, you know. It's
chicken,
or they serve maybe some cold cuts, and it gets stuck between his teeth. No. He goes and he pulls the, at 3 o'clock, pulls all the meat out between the teeth. When can he eat milk? So one could say, one could argue when? 9 o'clock? Wait 6 hours, huh? The Ran says it's not true. The Ran has to go out of his way to say it's not true. You don't get the 6 hours from the moment he removes the meat from between his teeth, but you get 6 hours from the time he ate. Says the Dogel Mirivava, so the one on the Shachar's Kodmila, what do we see from the Ran? If you count the 6 hours from when? From the Sol Man Achila Sabota. In the end, the time they eat meat. Where, at most of the beginning, where did the shear of 6 hours come from? Yeah, he said, he quotes the Lecha Mishnah. He quotes the Gemara. The Gemara says about a Talmud Chok. A Talmud Chok? My Rukhmi was presumably a Talmud Chok, was he not? When did the Talmud Chok eat? That's the Gemara, it's the Gemara. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim. What does it say there? What does he eat? In the 6th hour, right? That's Shah Shishis, right? The average guy eats when? Shah Ravik, someone who? Commission, I forgot already who? Who? Melech, somebody. Who? Paul and Isha Commission, somebody. And the Tamil Kokam eats Shah Shishis. Says that the dog of Merah makes a calculation. The Tamil Kokam eats Shah Shishis. And presumably he ate a Sudas, that was a Sudas Boker. And presumably he ate also a Sudas Erev. He calculated between Shah Shishis and Sudas Erev in 6 hours. Of course, the calculation only works out if you count from the end of the meal. Presumably the meal ended at the end of Shah Shishis, which is high noon, right? High noon. From high noon till the end, till the Sudas Erev, is 6 hours. How do you calculate that, Rabbi? How do you calculate 6 hours? What is 6 hours after high noon? On the average day, Shkia Tachama. Do they eat their meal at Shkia Tachama? Sorry?
It doesn't matter.
Not any bola.
It doesn't matter when they went to bed.
Okay, it's a little bit interesting that there, because you know, they don't drop the first half.
Then that's always 45 minutes.
It's
an hour and a half back then.
Is that Kishabi mean? The apparently I get the impression they had the Sudas Erev, maybe at Shkia? At Shkia? I have a Krishma.
Since
in Brahma
they can't wait
to run
because it's dark.
Yeah, only also so it's in Michael. Presumably, there's no difference between in your digestive system and how your teeth work between the summer and the winter.
Yeah.
Therefore, one could suggest another possibility, namely, that the olam ma'uk ate after Meir. You daven the late Meir. You daven the Meir, you know, your Ben Thomas Meir. You daven the regular Meir. But in the winter time, when the days are shorter, that may also be 6 hours. In other words,
yeah, but then where do you get the Heshvan from? I don't know if you add one on the 6 hours.
That's good. Well, you have to keep whittling down. If it's right, well, it's not 24 hours, we know that. You have to work back to 24. Follow by the 24 hours. How many anyway, 18? Probably not. 12? Probably not. 10? So you can keep working down. So you can get down to as little as 6. Why? Because if the Suda was over at the end of the 12 o'clock, and when did he go to eat supper in the winter time? When the sun set in the winter, the earliest Shkia, well, let's take our time, New York. 4:30, it's the earliest Shkia. So presumably he waited until the stars came out. Where did he live? In Bubba. From the summer, Kubit Shkia was even earlier then, huh?
No, later, I guess.
Later?
It doesn't change as much near the equator.
Okay. Whatever. So presumably by the time he finished Meir, it would be about 6 o'clock. And therefore, that's where the Shia 6 hours come from. Yes?
I don't understand why we're 6 hours. You see from
Okay. Good question. We'll come to it. But I would presume, though, that you count, as the Dogma Rava seems to indicate clearly, you count the 6 hours from the moment you finish eating the meat, as opposed to which shita. So the Aruch HaShulchan, do you believe it? The Aruch HaShulchan said something unbelievable. He said you have to wait 6 hours, not from the time you finish eating the meat. Oh, no. From the time you bench. That's what he said. I can't argue with it. It's Lashon of the Gemara, but it's Suda the Suda. So kind of a tremendous chumrah, the halacha lamai, to take on Shabbos. Shabbos, he and I, how many years in the home? So here, Shabbos, he's in, here it's not so bad.
Yeah,
but Shabbos is in the tree. People, until they sit around a bench, very often they eat their meal. Then they start taking smiris, and they say the Torah, and the shmuz, and they serve tea, and cake, and fruit, and again shmuz, and again they say the Torah. They can bench easily. It's easily possible for the person to bench an hour after he finished the meat. No, it's not even, it's almost a normal thing. So when do you calculate the 6 hours from? So according to the Dogma of Rabbi, I think clearly the count from the end of the meat. Or Chashulchan is the count end of the meal. I don't think anyone has noticed Or Chashulchan. You like it coolest, but this Chumrah, I don't think that they, I just know, I don't know if people are Machal like him. I don't know. Yes?
If you don't know that Or Chashulchan, then you should hold that to take out these communities.
You should bring it out and take out. Mimara Shabbat thing. If it's not dependent upon the...
That's
the Chumrah has both coolest. You count right, that's clear. Oh, not slow. What if you're not sure that 6 hours? It happens very often. You're not sure when you finish eating the meat. What do you do? May you or may you not eat milk? What do you say about that? So the darkest shiva, it's maker. I like that. It's maker. You know why? Sex maker. First of all, maybe Tosis is right. And this is the Lama, the Rambam is right. Maybe you ate, maybe 6 out of 10. I correct that, so what? What'd you say? Dava Shiesh Lamatirin. And Dava Shiesh Lamatirin, you cannot be making a little speck, speck, or speck, or bottle of cooler. What's the answer to it? Nah. What's the answer? Nah. What's the answer? Ah, sharp, come on. Ah. Who learned Beitzer here? No. Everyone knows from Beitzer. No one learned Beitzer here. Ah. So the Dover Shesh no Matirin. Dover Shesh no Matirin, you can't, we assume you cannot follow a text maker or a text rabbi. The famous Slav. Who's the Slav? Talk about Rabbah, the same person. See, we used to say, we're going to Rabbi Cheskalanda, not a Yudah. What does Slach say? The Shalah in Gemara in Beitza, well, it's closer in the first half. But Tzavik Beitza, Tzavik Tiltu, Tzavik Achila. So it says over there, Tzavik Achila is awesome. Tzavik Tiltu is Mutra. In fact, Slach is a Chadava Shiesto Matirin. How can you be Matir Tzavik Tiltu? What's the Slav's answer? No, I never heard of the Slav. Think yourself. What's the reason for Dabba Shashim Atirin? Why is it about the Pashup? Think about the Ron's fancy show. What's the Pashup show? Rashi says it's great. Asha Tuch Leno Be Yisr. Tuch Leno Be Heter. Why eat this piece when it's... Yisr, you don't have to... Why eat the egg now today when it's a shadow might be also to eat? Eat the egg tonight. The Slav. The only time he applied his principle is by eating an egg which can only be eaten once. You can only eat an egg once, can't eat an egg twice. You say, why eat the egg now when it's a shadow? Maybe no, maybe you ought to eat it. Eat it tomorrow and it's certainly good to eat it. When it comes to tiltal, however, I want to move the egg, I move the kli, I can move it today and move it tonight. What kind of Shema Tirin? Not Dabba Shema Tirin. I can move it today and move it tonight. So I can't say, well, why move it today and move it tonight? I want to do both. I move it today and tonight. I think it's Gavaldi Gatzvah. The Apostle is what it's about. The matter over here, the same reason over here. When he says, don't eat milchiks now, eat milchiks tonight. No! I want to eat milchiks now, I eat milchiks tonight. So therefore, it's not a Davashesh Tamatir. And therefore, if you're not sure whether you're waiting 6 hours or not, one could be maker. What is the story with the 3 hours? Any yekis here? Any yekis before I say anything first? Oh. Ruined it. Yes?
Is anyone
able to do this next? I don't know. What is this 3 hour business? One of the most unbelievable sheepness one could ever imagine. Let's ask Binyamin, where does the 3 hours come from?
I don't know.
You wait 6 hours?
I wait 3 hours.
3 hours? But what's going on? I mean, you looked in the Gemara. You looked in the Rishonim. You looked in the Achronim. You looked in the Shulchan Aruch with all the notes of Kalim. Nowhere did you see 3 hours. You saw? What's they? Did you see anywhere?
It's a very weird case. There's one sheet that says, by Shavuot, you have to eat milk because of Shabbos. So what's going to happen? You have to have Louis because of Shabbos. For the Makel, you know what that Shalosh should is, that you can wait, I think, that comes out.
Ah. But you didn't see it in print?
No.
I didn't think so. Okay. I didn't think so.
Yes?
Yes.
I thought it comes from the fact that
So the Dakit Shuvah quotes that although the Pitzkei Shuvah said that not Shalos Maniot, Rebbe Feirish, and not Shalos Maniot, but the Dakit Shuvah says the minig of Gimel Shalos comes from the Shita that Shalos Maniot. Presumably in the winter time, there are only 3 hours between meals. 3 hours between meals. And 1 second. 3 hours between meals. And the Pitzkei Shuvah is right. Not money. It's ridiculous. The nature doesn't change. So you follow the minimal shear. So in the winter time, it was enough to have 3 hours between meals. The male I can only have to wait 3 hours in the winter, and male I have to wait only 3 hours in the summer. It's the difference. So the 3 hours, presumably, is based on the show's money. I don't understand one thing. That's what Shuba said. I don't understand one thing. 3 hours between meals? What's 3 hours? I mean, what's the 3 hours? What does it mean? But yes, or yes. He told me, nah, it's nothing to do with winter or summer. Said in Germany, people used to eat, believe it or not, listen carefully, people used to eat 5 meals a day. You talk? Like Israel, they have a ruchat eser, a ruchat ala, ever in Israel? That's in Israel, they have 5 meals. They eat at 7, they eat at 10, they eat at 1, they eat at 4, they eat at 7. Now really, they have a ruchat eser and a ruchat arba. Well, that's just a kibbutz, whatever. But some people, they eat some. That's what he told. He eat 5 meals a day. No, 10, 7, 10, 1, 4, and 7. 5 meals a day. It's hard to believe, but that's hard to believe. So that, if that's the case, we can understand the sheet of 3 hours based on the suda, the suda, and it depends on how many often the sudas are served in your community. So why they keep, they only wait 3 hours nowadays? It's a good question.
Why
are they in
3 hours?
Yes, Shanta.
Why can't
you
suggest that you have to
be ready to your different field? So why take 3 hours? Okay. Alright, so in order to explain this sheet, I have to contact tomorrow. I have a possible shot in the 3 hours. Based on what Shemto says. Tomorrow we'll try to cover that, and maybe if you have a chance, I want to talk tomorrow about what Barbara said about Shavuot. Fascinating about Shavuot. How did you get out of the problem? Maybe if you have a chance to talk about that tomorrow, too.
What's into the 6th hour?
Yeah, I want to talk about the into the 6th hour also. We'll discuss that also. That's what I thought. You know, we had in one of the Ma'amakomas, I think maybe one of my crossed off at the very beginning of the first sheet, it was even separated. So that you put in water and the chel rise to the top. So what's it in there? You have to do it before, no? Pasha, there's some that disagree over there too. Pasha, tell me, whatever you can be accurate without... Okay. Now, Rabosai, back to the shop. Excuse me. The shaf over here in Simen Kuf Tes, that's where we started from, in Sif Yud. That's a very strong kash. In each issue, says the shaf Sif Yud, Sif Kotten Yud. Kosum Arai, Masha de'en tzorach shishim elam ad-rabbonim v'tzorachim v'tzorach el ha'ovrin perek el ha'nosha v'mash ma'osam tuva sh'tzorach shishim ad-ra'isa. The Marai passes is ad-ra'isa through the shak, through the nirek ad-ri ha'rav ad-rabbonim. I had a tosim perek el ha'ovrin g'il ha'nosha ein raya. The mashma hosam is the ram, the iri, the lach, the lach. The gamnoksa be the ram, kemach, the kemach. The havi lach, the lach, the motion is barbus of cotton gimel. Kamarai gufe cause of the kemach, the kemach, havi lach, the lach. Etc. So what happened? The chol is an offer of tais which said in Pesachim that min b'she'eino mino yavish b'yavish is d'oraisa. So the shach is matzah. No, what's that talking about? What's it talking about? Talking about lach b'lach. Kenach v'kenach is considered lach b'lach. Now, lach b'lach. Lach b'lach. Lach b'lach. Now both sides. All right, we got it straight? You have all the facts down? Good. Now please, if you don't mind, I hope you remember from yesterday's shiur, please turn to the Chavis Das, first to the Chavis Das that we saw yesterday. And yesterday's Mamma Thomas, so we'll see today. Sadi Ches of Cotton Gimel. And I asked you only to do one third of it, you said, but we didn't do that entire third. Take a look over here, page 20. Everyone see it? Get it to Chavis Das, page 20. He quotes Asha. He says, look, the second line of the Chavis Das, Kotan Gimel, in the middle of the line. Lagabe Yavish be Yavish, be min be'eno mina mevi harav, be toras katas, be shteideyas, e midarais, be min shishim, below the Kriya. They veal our shaft in the Kuf test of Kotan Yurai and Shom. But that's my rai, to be in a shishim with the rice. So Chiyach Zebi Divriya Tosas Perek Ela Ove Nach Mem Dalet. Va Shach Sosa Zeh, Va Tosas Mari B'Kemach B'Kemach, Va Vilach B'Lach B'Kulei. Alma, listen carefully. The B'Lach B'Lach B'Min B'Shein Omino. Afilu b'makom d'lek otamo kigon kemach b'kemach shatamim eino nivlolim osu midoraisa l'chulei almo v'atam kevin de b'lach b'lach yesh bilo is blilo v'ef shalom ademash ochal ateru is ach osu midoraisa. Etc. This is his right. So what's happening over here? Remember we mentioned yesterday, how could you forget? Machlokes Rama and the Shach, we discussed min 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 shein amino, is a distinction in time or a distinction in Shmo? So the Shach said he brings a raya berura, but it's totally in Shmo. Why? Because Tolos is in Pesachim, is a nisa d'oraisa. By seems to be yavish be yavish, and the shach is not going to rise because it's talking about what kind of case over there. Kemach be kemach is treated as what lach be lach, but by kemach be kemach there's no belilas tamim. There's no nesinas tam. If I cook meat with water, I cook chicken and water, I get chicken soup. What does that mean? The chicken gives taste into the water, becomes soup. But if I take wheat flour and barley flour and mix them together, the wheat flour has an effect of barley flour. Doesn't affect the barley flour. And therefore you cannot say tam ki ikar. There's no tam. And yet, what kind of din is there over there? Shir shishim midaraisa. So what do you see? That's the Chavis Das Raya Berura, that it could be a shir shishim midaraisa without tam ki ikar. That was the Shach so poor that it's no such thing. So the Shach, the Chavis Das proves conclusively from Tosfos Pesachim, which the Shach needs to get out of his unbelievably strong kasha, that in fact it's true. Yeah? Got it so far? You sort of should have seen this already yesterday or before. So far so good? Good, everyone has it so far? Now, Abosai, please turn to today's Chavis Das. The very last Maramot. The last one of the season. For the All-Star break. Isn't that mid-season of the All-Star break? Huh? The Chavis Das Simon Kuf test is Cotton Hay. The page test book. Chavis Das. Ein Shach, the Kotten Yud, the Chiyach Medivri Atoysen Sereg El Ovin, the Adam Midaraisa, the Mataret, the Maya Balach Balach. Koshali, the Shom, the Kemach, the Kemach Maya, the Dame the Kabal Tam Mechavero, the Shayach Be'Loma Tam Kikim in Atorah, Tam Kikar, Make a taste of him with the right tradition. Uma inyan shir shishin mazeh. You believe it? He got his whole pismet. The old. The b'shas mashu shon zatsi v'as v'chil spas the right. Yosem shir zayin harim v'dir abonu. L'chei nir ali. The vadayim ochel kol atarovet b'yachad. Havi the right of the kuli alma. Yes? For I abruam is v'okam ayin tet. To come out of my pigle of anosu v'atomish and bilal and zeb azeb v'okam the potter. Umachisham shmamino, nosim tam barov, lavidaraisa. Umashani mimimina baruba, mimishanamina batayim, ayin shah. Masadim bolal pigul venosim mimishanamino. Lucky! Vechemukha mimenachas chafei. Elaman de oma de maksha. The maksha ahod lo likuch matu moror. The lazy chavi of batal chaver, umaksha osam or tam kikar daraisa. Alma. Tafila biyavish, shayach tam kikar. Came in the margish time of Isa Bepiv. Began as far as Yachush Yodkach. Became in the lowest of a margish time of Isa. Ulakach bin and Shishim. Tibika Shishim. Botla Tam. Then I gish Bepiv. What did the Chavazaz just do? What did he just do, Rabbi Otay? He pulled the rug out from under whom? From under whom? Under himself. The Chavos Das is Gvaldiger Rai and Simon Tzadiket. That there can exist the concept of Shishim and the Raisa. Irrespective of Tam Kika was from where? Was from Kenach for Kenach, Lach for Lach. With Kenach for Kenach, presumably you could not apply Tam Kika, as he said so, argued so cogently in Simon Tzadiket. This is the wheat doesn't affect the ball, it's not like chicken affecting water. Right? Sounded terrific. You come to Kuf Tes. Here he says he can apply Tam Kikar even in that case. Even though there's no influence of Tam from one to the other, but since they're all mixed in together, you taste one, you can't avoid tasting the other, we can apply Tam Kikar to bring dry as a shot. David, the whole Ryan Simon Tadich has falls or the male can go back, of course, to the Sashikas and Shach. I mean, the writer of the Chavos Das Dryer, so the Ramah falls off. Which I think is fine, because I mean, after all, you don't want to bring a raya from the. It would be unfair to bring such a gavaldig raya against the to the Ramah, against the Shach. Based on the place the Shach himself must embrace over here to be his soul, to put all the pieces together. Now, with this Chavos Das, we can knock off the raya, we can knock off the raya to the Ramah. Of course, it's all about Talia. Why? How does the Shach lim Shatam Kika? What does that mean? You taste tarfus. Oh, you taste tarfus, and then the Chavos Das here makes a lot of sense. Of course, the Chavos Das and Sadekes is going with Shira Saramah, that as we explained, there's a little taste in tarfus, a separate insert. Then when he says it doesn't make any sense. So top I'll tell you. Only thing is, it's a little bit strange that the Chavos Das here, the Chora, the Sosa's entire Raya, which he quoted in Simon Sadekes. That's a little bit strange that he should be Sosa the Raya. Without mentioning, making any mention here of what he said there, or making a mention there of what he's going to say over here. No, I think it's a bit of a horror. At the same time, next to one another, you shouldn't do it because if it's liquid, because why? I'm sorry? If it's a gula, right. If it's open, because you're failed, it'll spill in. Right. Now you shouldn't do it. Depends. When the Gemara is used to draw Kedoshim, then only Shulna shall give. That's binding on Klai Yisrael. When he had Avram, he thinks Yisrael Kedoshim, that's not binding on anybody. It's just reporting a fact that he thinks we come from Yisrael Kedoshim. No, Gul Yachet Tafsel the Basel the Basel. That's not binding on you, Yaakov. In your house, you're gonna have one counter for meat for milk.
Isn't the tablecloth?
Tablecloth is a different story. We'll come to tablecloth. In a second. He says over here in passing, we said we can rile Amagan Avram. What did he say? Well, what did he say? The Amagan Avram is Orachayim Simit Kuf Ayin Gimel. What's Kuf Ayin Gimel? What does it say in Kuf Ayin Gimel? What does it say then? The Amagan Avram is the Makil. As far as matters of Basa B'chol, that's talking about Mayim and Soyim. In the middle of a meal, between meat and milk, switching. pushing around. It's a Washington bus. It's a bus from Washington. That's a whole bus from Washington. Yeah. So, 25. Anyway, yeah. So the Magen Avraham is a Mekil as far as this is concerned. This is concerned. This is as far as what? As far as the table which you serve on, which you, preparing the food on. What about tablecloth? What about tablecloth? So that's in Simon Pei Test, Sif Dalet. Okay, take a look. Have a seat. Simon Pei Test, Sif Dalet. Yeah? No, we're not talking about putting meat and milk on the same counter. No, we didn't say that. So much pot. Right. Yes? When they're covered, right. Right, that's what he says. When they're not covered, it's a chashash. The chaskila won't make spill into the oven. I don't think so. That's what I said. I think it was true. I thought if it's solid, there's no problem. Right. Touching each other? No. Next to each other. Yes?
Let's say sometimes you have food that's not in a pot, and it's on the counter, and then you take it away, and then you use that, counter now.
You need to put what? Hot or cold?
Cold.
Even cold, you should make a hair chokka. If you're putting cheese mamash on the counter, you shouldn't put meat on the counter rather later on. No. No good. Because there's some grease left or some,
You wipe it.
You wipe it each time, so that's a problem. But most places, they don't put these things directly. I mean, the rule, directly. I mean, right. That's a different story. That's just the worst. Then you can wipe it off. The one set is full, so you can wipe it. So if you use it regularly to put it on the counter, one on the other, that would say not. But if you usually have it with a plate or a pot or a dish, and once in a while it's going to fall, you just wipe it that time and you use it for fleshing stuff. We do it all the time in the kitchen. I know, we have a very small kitchen in my house. We don't have room for two counters. We only have one counter, period. We don't have room for one counter either, that's true. We don't even have one counter. So we try, that's what we do. What about the tablecloth? So the Mechaba Pasas and Simon Pei Test is valid. Mi, Sha'ochal, Gvina, Verotu, Lechol, Basar, Sarach, Levam, Yal, Ashulchan, Shirei Pas, Sha'ochal, Magvina. The also lechol gvina al mapa shachlu ba basa. The chen lehefechas. So you cannot have, that's what it says over here, you cannot have the same tablecloth for meat and for milk. Wait a minute. Parshat shat. They were referring to a case where they used to put the cheese and they put the meat directly on the tablecloth. No. Even a different time. But if you have lunch, you put hard cheese directly on the tablecloth, you shouldn't use that same tablecloth for supper when you put the salami directly on the same tablecloth. For obvious reasons. This is Greek. We're using only one tablecloth. What is this classical cloth? Well, who's talking about washing out? He's not talking about washing out. He's talking about the same tablecloth without washing out. So the Pitzchei Tshuva says, the Sivkot Mechet, Ayin Radvaz, Shekosa, Shein Divri Arav, Elek Shehoyu, Manichin, Bosar, Vagvina, Al HaMapo, So Oz Yeish Lach Hashem, Yid Beku Zeh Bezeh. Ava Min Hagenu, La'avi Kol Machal, Al HaShulchan, Bekaro. Therefore, there's absolutely no need to have two different tablecloths. What does that mean? Does it mean turning it upside down, or does it mean shaking it out? Huh? Turn it over. What is that? That's a different tablecloth. What do you mean not? No, through.
Right, for milk on the tablecloth, you're going to have a simple, classic tablecloth.
You think he says hippochi means what? Turn it upside down. That's what he means. Why not sell sits in that if it's upside down? The sits in it also going to go through. I mean.
Yeah, I dream it.
Ask me to tell it what he means, the Radva. I thought from the fact that the Asar system shows that Hebrew system means to shake it out. Because if you turn it upside down, what do you have the Asar system for?
So why do you need
the Asar system
to shake it out?
Come again?
You
shake it out, why do you need the Asar system? That's what it means. Same thing. He's saying two things. That one.
The Hebrew
Chabad was Ubahat. I don't know. It's hard to say. I don't know. I have to look at the context of the Radva. The chora like this, to summarize, if you put the regularly put meat and cheese directly on the tablecloth and meat dinikaradin, you have to have two separate tablecloths. If, however, as we do nowadays, that we put usually on plates, on dishes, then you get the impression in mikaradin you don't need two separate tablecloths. But to the yard to the chumah of the Rashi, I'm not sure what the chumah of the Rashi is exactly. The yard to the chumah of the kashita, what one should do is shake it out, maybe turn it over, feel to the chumra. But nikara din lechor wouldn't be required. So therefore, if someone has only one tablecloth and washes it off between, serves breakfast on in the morning, and then wipes it, and serves supper in the evening, should be mutter nikara din. Chor is no reason to ask the medina. Again, you throw kedoshim, chumra, different story. But nikara din lechor would be mutter. I mean, nowadays.
I mean,
if you throw it the other way. You give it in, as long as it's right.
Yeah, but so you put cheese down.
So cheese on the table itself?
Yeah, but not meat.
Bread.
Buddy bread, you can bread on the table. Depends how you use it. Everyone uses it each differently.
We put plastic on the table to solve our situation. Because then you use that, you're
ready using
a mop,
you're
using a tray.
Not make it right in, but so is it. Draw a we'll try to be more right. Either will be enough. The tablecloth won't be enough, and the tray won't be enough. You draw a kedoshim, so we're more makpid. Mikra din is not required. Okay, but maybe it was too long. Usually we don't, right? It was only on trays the rule now.
Have
several tablecloths. It's not on this cup. There's no several tablecloths. I was once in the home of a very distinguished Rav, whose name will again go unmentioned, and they were talking a different one. And the Ravison was talking to us about this. So much. Table, this, that. He said, don't tell anybody. I only have one tablecloth. She doesn't change. She told me her father was a very, very distinguished Rav. He said he also has one tablecloth in his house. He didn't switch to milk and the flesh. And I imagine that the pshat is that they eat on plates. And as a result, they eat on plates. So mikra din is not required. So that was their minute. So everyone should do what he thinks is right. Yes? Table itself also. If you never put it full on the table and on the plate, you can see the table is also on one table. Same thing. If you put it on, occasionally it falls out, you wash it, rinse it off, wipe it off. Hot?
Something
hot still. Very hot, hot chocolate. Then that's part of the milk. Ewe mixed with shiny, mixed with rich, and it's probably not Ewe mixed with shiny. Whatever it is, it's still Ewe mixed with shiny, so it's not, can't be off and make it right then. Okay, tomorrow we netter will start the famous sugya of waiting in the place 24 hours, 6 hours, 1 hour, and washing and then schnapp and chal in between. We'll netter start the sugya tomorrow. Do you have a minion again? Man agra chamur de Rabbi Abba of Tvina Nechola and the Apikore. Rashi Derech Hefker. Shein and Isabel. The Dimaforish. Utani la, Vrama la, Belo Nantila Tzidayim, Belo Tinuach Hapeh. You need to wash your hands, you don't need to wipe your mouth. Rav Yitzchak Berei, the Rav Asharsha, Ikla Leveres, the Bei Rav Ashi, Aisalek Vina Ochal, Aisalek Bistra Ochal, Lamashi Yadi, Amru Lei, Vatani Igwe Chamua, the Rabbi Abba, Ofa Gvina Nechama, the Kord, Ofa Gvina in, Basta Gvina Lo, Amaluhu, Hani, Ili Dilelia, I will be your mama, Ochazina. That's the Gemara. So, what's so special about oaf? Why is oaf different than Bochazina? That's the Gemara. Kulacha Ora. One might say that oaf is only the Rabbanan. We learned that Sar Behema Sar Isa. Sar Oaf is the Rabbanan. Why is it the Sar Oaf for the Rabbanan? Who knows why? Why? Who knows why? Yes, Jordy? Well, Tavasha Gadi Bachalei Vima has to be a milk producing mammal, animal. Whereas an oaf is just not shy. What about a chayel? Well, you could say you need dumi de gedi. A gedi is a behema, and therefore you need dumi de gedi. Others say no, chayel is all right. We pass in pashas that chayel is the rabbanon. Therefore, the chora, according to the Ran explains, according to us, what should it then be? Chayel should be the same as oath. But the Rambam passed in no. Chayel is the same as behema. Why? What's the svar? So the Ran suggests because, well, look, Chaya is more similar to Behema. Even though Shira Bonan, it's more similar to Behema. Rabbi Tam at the Bible of the Tosa says, no. That Ovis is Eno Nidbak be a daim of Vishinayim v'chanichayim. It's simply a question of the composition of the meat. That's why I said, what's more chomer? What's more serious? Well, it's simply a physical reality. What's that? Messias. Not about calling the Messias. We all know the Messias. The question is, are we worried about this Messias? Yes. No, I never said Rambam was like a Rabbeinu Tam. Say that there's two distinct things.
No, what I'm saying, you know, Rabbeinu Tam carries ridiculous, if you want to know the Rambam, because Rambam is learning from the Sheet of Rashi, that this, you know, that Agra talked about, was spoken about from going to be the sponsor, Rabbeinu Tam carries it, but it means it doesn't stay in your mouth. But according to the Rambam, it was talking about being the Sheet of this.
Jordan is referring to the very fundamental question which all of Rishonim wrestle with over here. And that is, what's the order? What's going on over here? It seems to be a contradiction from one line of the Gemara to the next. The Gemara first says, Oaf Gvina. Now, it takes the Gemara at face value, Oaf Gvina means Oaf Gvina. Gemara says, Kasha, hey, look what he did. He first ate Gvina. And then he ate butter, and didn't wash his hands. Kaval, the steer. So the Mepharshim asks, what kind of steer is this? It's ridiculous. There's no steer at all. Depends what the order is. If the order is meat and then milk, it's no good. If the order is milk and then meat, it is good. What's going on here? It's a pillay ploy. This kasha is a tremendous kasha. This is a kasha which, the way you get out of this kasha, indicates how you get on the pshat the whole sugar. It's a minor kasha. So this is the major kasha in this sugar. This is the major kasha. So the Rambam says the simplest pshat, the old lav dafka pshat. So the Gemara says what? So the Gemara says what? That what? Oaf of gvina. What does it really mean? Believe it or not, it means gvina of oaf. That's what the Rambam says. Oaf of gvina really means gvina of oaf. It says Ofa, again, repeat, it says Ofa Kvina, it means Kvina Vio. That's the Rambam Shita. According to Rambam Shita, everything's fine. All that hair are only if the milah is before the flesh. Otherwise, everything is us. Period. So we pass in the halach. So the mechala passes. So the balamor also the same way as the rav klal. However, there are other shittas and rishonim as well. The Ramban said that's ridiculous. I mean, he says all for gvina. What do you mean gvina? He says all for gvina. Nope. So what's the shat in the gemara? What's the gemara's kasha? The Ramban is a very ingenious shat. It's like this. What? Said all for gvina and achalam be apikoy. Obviously, Agra Chamur, the Rabbi Abba, did a tremendous skittish. Telling you a blitz skittish. He's saying, you know what? He had the news. Oh, Fugvina Nachal and Apatara. Wow. This is the biggest skittish you can come up with. Oh, Fugvina Nachal and Apatara. That's the Rabban. Had there been any Sad Kula anywhere, as far as Basar Behema is concerned, which is a shot of a Daraisa, no doubt, Agra Chamur, the Rabbi Abba, would have let us know about it. Since he couldn't come up with anything, he couldn't say anything. The only chiddush he can come up with is the kula. The only kula he can come up with is what? As far as Ofu Gvina, this implies that when it comes to what? Basar Ugvina, everything is us. All directions, all sequences, everything is us. That's the implication. And it's based on this unwritten implication that the Gemara asks, Gval, Abyssla, he ate cheese and he ate meat without the kula to die. It's not a kasha on what Agra says. It's a kasha on what's implied by Agra's statement. That's what the Rabban says in Shas. It's a chiddush. But that's what can he do? Yeah, he wants an open gvina. I mean, each child has its own dochak built into it. Well, I don't have any time yet.
So that's what
Rabban
says.
La halacha or la halacha? Ah, that may be true. But as far as Oth, the Hakash Gvina, according to the Ramban, Oth and afterwards Gvina, there's never any Hetzer anywhere. None. According to the Ramban, Oth and afterwards Gvina, there is a Hetzer. Get you. Okay. This is the Ramban Tamshi. This is the Ramban Shi. You saw the Ramban Shita and the Ramban Shi, they both quote by the Ramban. You saw the Ramban, no? The Ramban quotes the Ramban Shita, quotes the Ramban Shi. So far, so good. Now, let's take a look at Tosfos. Ofu Gvina, Ein Basu Gvina, Lo, Tema. Hechi Porach, the Gvina, Achar Basu, Basu, Achar Gvina, ridiculous. Rav Yitzchak, Gvina, Achar Kaf, Basu, Achar. Below Dami, Kedam and Bessama. What does it mean, Kedam and Bessama? Who can explain it to me? What does it mean, Kedam and Bessama? Come again? The whole Gemara, Kedam and Aleph, correct. As we all know from our own David experience, you can't eat milk except the flesh. You can eat, so I'm going to do this thing. Should I make that? Well, that's the better topic really is breakthrough. We'll get to it in a minute. But okay. The Yesh Lama is a thought. The Aki Torah. The price of the Agamash, the Ofa Gvina, the Echol, the Korin, the Lee, the Tila, the Yadayim, the Velo, Kinu, the Avo. Shar Basar, boy, Netila, Vekinua, Chaper. That's the implication. Only oath, right? But Shar Basar was required. Frankly, why he done? E Basar Tchila, Filo, Benetila, Vekinua, Chlo, Sagi, Atsuda, Achriti, Kedi Omar, Besamu. Post already tipping his hand now. What he says later on. What does Suda Achriti mean? Suda Achriti means a totally different Suda, right? As opposed to someone who is just going to brush his teeth and wash his hands in the middle of a suit. So it can't be referring to Basar Achakat Gvina. Elalat Agvina Tchila. It must be referring to the case where what? Gvina came first and then Basar. Vahad Anakat Haka Basar Gvina Low Duck, again the Low Duck business. Ela Gvina Ubasala. The Agav Damaski Bibraisa of Tchila. Nakanami Haka Basa Tila. Uva Rice and Naka of Tila. That Tila of Tila Naka Bapikor. Stop. What did he say over here? Tosus is very interesting. Shah. How did Tosus come Shah? What did Tosus say? When it said Ofugvina Naka Bapikor, what does it mean? What does it mean? It means what it says what it means. Ofugvina. No shtick that the rabbins had laughed out. It means it straight. Ofugvina. Okay? It means Ofugvina. When the Gemara says by implication Alpha Gvina in Basar Gvina Lo. This already is already lavd up. What? Basar Gvina in the straight? What are you crazy? That's also even with Kinoach, even with Netila, even with everything, you need a new Suda. So what must it mean? Even what? Rabbi Osa, even what? Even what? Even Gvina Ubasar. Also not. Even Gvina Ubasar. Also not. Opposed to the story of Rav Ashi, you ate Gvina after Yachakach Basar. This is a sheet of toast. The Maram, Milublin in the back, Master Maram, he adds a few words of explanation to Tosfos. The fact of the expression of Olfa Gvina Nechalim Biapikorin, that's the critical expression, because that's the expression which implies that by Tzar Behemo Diyos. Otherwise, how do you know? How does it make this implication? Because the word Apikorin, that's the critical word. If it must mean that you require to feel a Tzedaya between Gvina and Basa, must mean. Because Basa Acha Gvina is always asked the question. And also does not require. So this is what Tosfos sheet is. Halacha l'maisa he tells us again will be mutter ol fechakach kavina. I mean, in that level, same in that respect. Tosfos is like whom, as opposed to whom? Not the Ramban, as opposed to whom? The Rambam. You answer the question, somebody.
Is there any difference
between halacha l'maisa? I don't know. The Maram Milublin takes pains to show that the Ram Tosfos is a different pshat in the sugya than the Ramban. They're more or less similar to halacha. Yes?
Oh, but
I didn't get to Benitam. Not there yet. The fourth sheet. Alright, four sheets, right? See, four guys coming out the bus, hitting with four sheets already. If you miss eight sheets, it's a time keeper, so you're lucky. Alright? Now, you have the chart off you want. The, what is the fourth sheet of Benitam? Oh, you have it already. What did Benitam say? Rabbi Natan and Faresh became halachos gedolos. The ochal basar also lechol gvina hainu below netila v'kinuach. Alav ben netila v'kinuach shari. What a kiddush! What's he saying over here? You can have leishik, wash your hands and your mouth and eat milk. Ochal gvina mutal lechol basar af below netila v'kinuach. He said, unbelievable chiddush, if you do have to do is wash your hands and your mouth in the middle of the meal, you can have milk. Ay, umar ukvod lo ochal atzuda achriti. That's the Gemara over here. Chalav achamra, he waits until the next meal. Hainu below netila v'kinua. Avo bin netila v'kinua. Shari, everything is mutter. Ochal gvina, mutter lecho basar. Afelo netila v'kinua. Even without washing his hands and his mouth. Umar ukva, the low ochal atzura achwiti. What did I read something twice? Hayna belon atzil of a kinoch. Inami machmar atzohaya. Period. Ulupei rusho koshe mai porich ochal arabiyitzchak. But it's backwards. Again, the question, the original question, back to Hadra Kishon the Duchta. Here, Ben Tanz had a very nice svara. Svara tzorach ulupei rusho. Well, inya netzilas yodayim ein chilek ben basa chilek legvin atzilah. In other words, why should there be a distinction between what you have first? That's a function of the mouth. We'll see later the reason. The meat gets stuck between your teeth, or the meat keeps the taste of the meat preserved a long time in your mouth. But as far as your hands are concerned, that's a different what the order is. As far as the hands, meat sits in the hands, cheese sits in the hands, what's the difference? So then as far as it's washing the hands, you are allowed to ask from one onto the other. So it's interchangeable. This isn't should be the same. That's a breakthrough of Anatan. As far as eating is one din, as far as washing is a totally different din, it's a very nice chat. So to conclude, Ba'olam Nagu, Shalolech al Vina Achar Basa Klav, Achila Achar Oaf. Wow. Against Anatan. And against Tosfos first sheet, and against the Ramban, like whom? Like the Ramban. That's what's talking about Mechaber. No coolest, but the Mechaber goes out of his way to knock the sheet out. You saw the Mechaber at the beginning of Sif Aleph, says, you have to wait, even after oath. to come to knock out all these other three shittas that I make them. That's the way, even after all. The apple grabs the ton of igra over gvina and echol about bikor and the masha of chila? No. Still, mishim the son of the tzara of echol of lav daraisa. Lokayim on us. That's shver. Because we pass in takas lav daraisa. Pass in lav daraisa. Right. Then they go through a few more things. Halakha lamaisa, we pass in the takas lav daraisa. Nevertheless, we're machmer on ourselves not to eat gvina after oak. Why? Lo plug. That's the answer. Not going to be old Sarah, the old Sarabana. Look, the Rambam. The Rambam, the Machmir, he's the one who holds the Sarabana, but Farish. And still he holds that to wait 6 hours instead of Farish. That's 6 hours later. Between chicken and meat. Between chicken and milk and chicken and cheese. So therefore, we follow Halacha Lamaisa Shita Sarabah. Period. Okay? So far, so good. So far, so good. Now, let's see the next Gemara. Gemara says, Tanya. Beshamei omen mekanea, who beisil omen media. Oh, strange. What do these things mean over here? What did Rashi say? What did Rashi say? Well, let's see a few more lines. Gemara, let's see what Rashi says. Mai mekaneach ha-mediach. Hilemi beshamei omen mekaneach laboi mediach, who beisil omen mediach laboi mekaneach. Although there are there, ain't kinuach pas, a little bit parallel to pas, kamanka beshamei, saying that beshamei is in it. Ela beisham yom mekaneach v'labor mediach u'bitzilam af mediach havel mekula beisham bitzilam mekum beitzilam v'lestayin ega mekula beisham bitzilam mekum beitzilam. Ela unbelievable gemara beisham yom mekaneach v'adin mediach bitzilam mekmediach v'adin mekaneach ma'am afara ma'am afara. Believe it or not, below pligi, no argument, no argument. What does it mean? What do these words mean? The Rashi learned mekaneach piv. According to Rashi, both of these have shared here, kinuach and hadachah, referring to what? To the mouth. Ever see chassidim? We don't have it, see, since we always were 6,000, we don't have this thing. You know when you can see it? Chassidim are very makbid on the dimish is found in the Gemara, not to eat fish and meat together. The Gemara says you shouldn't eat meat and fish together, it's takana. Kosher the davaracha, the raf. The Magen Avraham already says the shtana matzvoim. There's no need to do this anymore because the teva has changed. We don't want anywhere that meat and fish together have any ill effects on anybody. But chassidim don't hold from the shtana matzvoim, and therefore they're very makbid not to eat meat and fish together. They'll always change the forks. The other part is you have to fill the fish. Always take the forks back, put new forks or the second fork. Camp is very much very considered camp here. The makpid have two separate forks Friday night, one for the fish and one for the meat. The chassidim go further, real chassidim. I don't know if you have this here in camp. Chassidim, after they finish the fish Friday night on tish, they have kinuach and adon. Really? Let me see. Kinuach is chala and adocha bromfen schnapps. Alcohol. I mean, alcohol is there's no greater. Someone make them, they use wine. But the real chassidim are schnapps. You ever saw it? You do it. Oh, you have a chassidish here. With water. Call the lid back. Water. Ah. So this guy, you know what kind of dog? They're both necessary to clean up the mouth properly. So right, you get the impression. The Ran says we're learning the whole sugya of Hadachah referring to what? To the Ran. To what? To Kilat Yadayim. It's also an expression that, you know, we have the Hadachah, sometimes we use the Yadayim too. We'll see that we'll come to the Ran a little bit later on. Now, Tos points out. Meikar Adin, the Shtana Matzvoim, the Mongol Abram already said it. This whole day of fish and meat together doesn't apply anymore nowadays. But despite that fact, Minig Yisrael is to have two forms. My house, they're all two forms. Shouldn't think that. All two forms. You can wipe it off, good enough. In other words, if it very often happens in my house that the forks fall on the floor, get dirty, someone fights over a fork, so I just use the same floor, take a napkin, wipe it off, good enough. Halacha L'maaseh, something called Worcestershire sauce. Have you heard of it? I don't know what it was about. So I'm at a Balabatim asking. apparently it's OU Parva dressing of sauce has the tiniest amount of a fish. The question is now, they asked, they called the OU and they said the fish is less than 1%. The Shah is a bundle of b'shishim enough. If you look at the Sephardim, it says no. Because Chamira Sakata made Surah. If it were lard, we bundle b'shishim. But now that it's fish and meat, give up. So I was make on the Shah. They didn't accept the kulam, they didn't accept it. But I was make it anyway, to use the Worcestershire sauce on meat. Why are they here? I don't know why they're here. They weren't. Huh? Worcestershire sauce, not a fish. I don't know. Whatever. What can I tell you? Okay. Now, Tosfos over here, the top Tosfos over here, and the Rush, both point out. So it's in the Mekaneach, Vehuadin Mediach, although the words themselves, a few of these words in some other sugya. A, Vehuadin B. Tosh of Shad in these words would be A or B, no? A, no, Vehuadin B, B is also good. That's how it's the word they usually use. Not exclusively, but usually. The Tosfos and Rush take pains to point out it doesn't mean that over here. What does it mean A, Vehuadin B? What does it mean?
Both.
Both. That's what the Tosfos says, the Rush says, the Ran says, everyone says. Quotes to Rashba. You saw the Vilna Gaon, the Ma'am Makar, the Kodin's head. That's enough to have one of them. Vehuadin is one of them. That's a Pashup Shad. Look, you get the fish,